good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Damian Manuel Antia.
I have this case, sir.
Damian, I'm going to miss 241. It's looking like you're hearing, sir. Just hold on to the phone.
All right, yes, sir.
Mr. Antia, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Yes, Damian Manuel Antia.
And your ABC number?
210502.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'd like to introduce you to the board members and the Department of Corrections Parole Office representative. In the room, you can see on your video conference screen, beginning with the opposite side of where I'm sitting, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Just represent myself today, sir.
Thank you. Now, do keep in mind that you already had a probable cause hearing separately from this hearing, but we're still going to move forward with the remainder of the hearing for our hearing protocol. So I need to swear you in. Mr. Antia and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Antia, your hearing will be divided into phases. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we determine whether your release status should be revoked or reinstated. You already received a probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on February 27, 2019. At that hearing, the probable cause officer found that,
if you will just stay on the phone
We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you may be able to speak in more detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Antia. Mr. Turner.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Antia was released from ABC custody on 11/9/2018 and arrested on 1/28/2019 by the Apache Junction Police Department. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 1/28/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/19/2019 with 40 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2005, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2006, forgery, 9 months. 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2013, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody, he was given disciplinary and found guilty of a minor violation on 3/14/2019. Other arrest, 2000, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2015, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GV score of G4, V5.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Ardia. Sir, I am going to point out that this hearing is certainly your right, but you only have about 25 days left. It takes about 2 weeks to out-process an individual from the Department of Corrections should this board vote to return you to community supervision. So would you like to continue this hearing, or would you like to just kill your number?
Okay, so my end date's been 25 days, you said?
It's in 25 days, sir, yes.
You know what? I'm going to do the 25.
Okay, sir.
There's no excuse for what I did, I'll be honest with you guys. And I ain't got no problem with doing that.
Okay, well,
I didn't mess up.
Do know, I'm not encouraging you to do this. What I'm saying is there's so much administrative out processing that at least half that time will be spent going through the paperwork to return to the community for you to be under community supervision for about 2 weeks, if we vote it that way. So
yeah.
If you're going to kill your number, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and you can return to the community in 25 days. So based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2019-W0245, our discussion with Mr. Ardia, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Ardia as a delinquent. Finally, the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal major company, inasmuch that he absconded for 40 days in which we could not monitor his activity in the community. And that is my motion.
Seconded
by the Honorable Mr. Neal, being followed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Ardia, again, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about April 19, 2019, which is conveniently next month. So we do wish you a safe and productive, crime-free return to the community. We don't want to see you on again. Thank you for being so pleasant with this board. Please take the time to think about your plan when you return to the community.
I already got a journal and everything. Trust me, I want to be in this orange ever.
Good for you. And we do wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And if you could, Mr. Ardia, just set the phone down. And tell the CLP that we're ready for the next individual.
Could you ask the CLP to get on the phone?
Mr. Ardia, 1 second. What's that, sir?
Could you ask the CLP to get on the phone? We can verify that he just has one right now.
Okay, could you ask the CLP to get on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hold on one moment.
Thank you very much.